Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program.
Now, no problem at all.
Looking at this bill, first off, how exactly are the government looking to actually roll this one out?
So the idea is that they'll trial drug testing at three different locations, Mandurah in Western Australia, Logan in Queensland, and Canterbury Bankstown in New South Wales. The idea is that about 5,000 welfare recipients will be tested for drugs. If drugs are detected in their system, they will be put on income management, which means that the majority of their welfare check will be quarantined and will be restricted in the way it can be spent. If they fail a second test, then they'll be referred for treatment. And if they fail to comply with the treatment, or if they don't, if they refuse to take the test, then they face the loss of welfare altogether.
Why has this bill been critiqued in the past?
Well, look, it's really faced some pretty strident criticism since it was first introduced. Actually, this time last year, it was a budget measure in the last budget. There's a really sort of broad range of concerns about this. Chief is, though, that it's a punitive measure. It takes a really punitive approach to drug addiction. So the government's basically saying, if you don't deal with your own drug addiction, we're gonna punish you by quarantining your welfare or taking you off welfare. A lot of experts in this field and a lot of the evidence, particularly since the war on drugs in the US, has showed that those kinds of approaches just aren't effective. That all you do is sort of stigmatize people, you push them away from seeking help, and you make it a lot more difficult for them to access the support services that have been shown to actually make a difference in this area of addiction.
So instead, some of the experts on this one have been pointing towards healing approaches as opposed to the punitive ones.
That's right. Look, I mean, drug addiction is an incredibly complex health issue. There's really a range of factors that drive it. There can be trauma, there can be mental health concerns, there can be histories of neglect and abuse. There can be disadvantage. We're talking about a really complex set of circumstances. And so I guess the concern is that the government is taking this kind of black and white approach to addiction where they're saying, we're going to, take a stick to these people, and if they don't change their own behaviour, then, they'll face consequences. And they think that's the way to approach addiction, but it doesn't accord with a lot of the evidence.
You mentioned last year this was obviously introduced as part of the budget, and it was indeed very controversial, I seem to recall, around the budget coverage last year. And indeed, when it was first introduced as part of the welfare reform bill, it was overwhelmingly rejected. What's actually changed that meant yesterday we actually saw the Senate recommending the bill?
Yeah, so initially what had happened is the government tried to tack this on to a bunch of their other welfare reforms. They got it through the House. They met some resistance in the Senate, led really by the Nick Xenophon team and the Greens. The crossbench refused to support that measure, so the government took it out, shelved it, and passed the rest of their welfare reforms. And a few months ago, they tried to revive the idea. Of course, there's been some pretty interesting changes in the makeup of the Senate since that time. We've seen, Nick Xenophon leave. We've seen the crossbench kind of shift with some of these, some of the Section 44 constitutional issues. So the government feels, I think, that they now have another shot at getting this through. So it was referred again to a Senate inquiry, which, as you mentioned last night, said that the government should proceed with the bill. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes from now. I'm quite sure that the government is determined to get this through, and I think we will see it into the Senate again at some stage in the remainder of the year.
Just as perhaps a final question, Chris, is there perhaps a need for a balance here? If the government says we are taking part in these punitive kind of measures, we obviously don't want the welfare money that's being paid with through tax dollars being spent on drugs and feeding drug addictions. Mm. So if we continue through with this this punitive measure, is there perhaps a way of also balancing out with recommendations for actual treatment? If we're going to cut off their welfare, could some of that welfare money be going towards getting these people into actual treatment?
Yeah, look, I mean, that's been sort of the middle ground, I suppose, that some advocates have been trying to reach. I suppose the government has sort of announced that they'll inject $10 million into drug treatment services as a way of trying to boost their capacity to take in more people and help resolve drug addiction, which is, you know, obviously a welcome thing. A lot of people, Matt Noss from the Ted Noss Foundation included, say that, you know, $10 million really, in the grand scheme of things, is a drop in the ocean for you know, drug treatment services that really have been stretched and way over capacity for many years now. This statistics show that I think about half of those who seek drug treatment can actually get it. So I suppose, to get back to your question, I mean, the government, sure, could really boost drug treatment services in a much stronger way. And that would go some way to resolving some of the concerns, I think, that have been raised.
Well, Chris, thanks very much. We do appreciate your time unpacking this one for us a little bit this morning.
Thank you.